بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القران المجيد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الانسان في احسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل امه دخل الجنه الا ابى. قيل: يا رسول الله من ابى؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من اطاعني فقد دخل الجنه ومن عصاني فقد ابى، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, the time is right to make hijrat. Analyzing our character, the time is right to make hijrat. Analyzing our amal, our action, the time has come to make hijrat. Observing the political climate, the time has come to make hijrat. Looking at our successions, the time has come to make hijrat. Observing how we behave in our neighborhood, the time has come to make hijrat. Looking at our individual character, personality and behavior, the time has come to make hijrat. Observing our attitude towards deen, towards our madaris, towards our ulama, towards our pious predecessors, the time is right to make hijrat. We have to make hijrat. In fact, our forefathers should have made hijrat when they came to this country. And the pious predecessors who made hijrat, they have definitely achieved a wonderful gain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him, the order has come to make hijrah. During that journey of hijrah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, father-in-law of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, father-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should carry Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey. During the conquest of Mecca, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the Kaaba to cleanse it of the idols, to purge it from evil worship, to clean it of all those idols, statues, objects in the Kaaba. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with him. Hazrat Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, some of these pictures and these drawings, engravings on the wall, are high up, and some of these idols are high up. Allow me to carry you so you can knock them down. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ali, you come on my shoulder and you drop those idols down.
Ulama Islam has written the wisdom of these two stories right parallel and coming out that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and his carried Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during Hijrat. So after his demise, passing away, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and who would be able to carry the responsibility of Nabuwat after him. And Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, no, you come on my shoulders. The weight of responsibility after Nabuwat, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must go to Abu Bakr, not to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hijrat basically means to move from one place to another. To move from one place to another we call Hijrat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in Mecca, he was not in Medina. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made Hijrat from Mecca to Medina, at least when he was in Medina, when he reached Medina, he was up in Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees everything. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that a mujahid is one who strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mujahid is one who strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand the next part and quote me in context. And a mujahid, and a muhajir, and a muhajir is one who makes hijrat from sin. And a muhajir is one who makes hijrat from disobedience. And a muhajir is one who makes hijrat from crime. That is why it is right for us. The time has come for every Muslim listening, for every Muslim in our country to make hijrat from sin, to make hijrat from disobedience, to make hijrat from whatever displeases Allah. What is sin? What is mafia in Sharia? Everything contravening Sharia will be sin. Everything going against the spirit of Islam will be sin. Everything that going against the Quran and Hadith will be sin. Everything which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this is sin is sin. No matter if we, with our so-called educated intelligence, see that this is, there is some benefit in this. There is no fear in sin. There is no benefit in sin. There is no goodness in sin. Once Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has classified certain things as sin, then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not descend on it. Consumption of alcohol is sin. Gambling is sin. Going to some city is sin. Horse racing is sin. Not conforming to sunnah is sin. Rejecting hadith is sin. Breaking on kufr. Having batil false beliefs is sin. Going towards kufr. Intermingling of sexual is sin. Irrespective of who does it. Whether he has a turban on his head or a big kurta, if he indulges intermingling of sexual, it's haram, it's sin. In any place whether it is done, intermingling of sexual is haram, it's sin. And the banner of Islam, if it is done, it is sin, still sin. Does not become holy sin. Dealing in drugs is sin. Pushing drugs is sin. Taking drugs is sin. Interest taking, giving, sin. keep you robbing, exploiting sin. Landlords exploiting the tenant sin, overcharging the poor sin, exploiting the talent and the labor of the poor sin, oppressiveness sin, suppressiveness sin, terrorism on laborers, etc. sin. Wife not fulfilling the rights of the husband, sin. Husband not fulfilling the rights of the wife, sin. Parents not fulfilling the rights of the children, sin. Fulfilling the rights of the children, respected elders, is not giving a lot of money and giving the car so that he can roam around and come back late at night. That you're spoiling him. You're destroying him. You're ruining him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated clearly that if the parents can give the best thing, is good akhlaq, good manners. But how can the parent give the child good manners, good akhlaq, good personality, when he himself has got good akhlaq, good character, good personality? Males dressing nakedly, females dressing nakedly, sin. When will we wake up? When will we understand? When will we comprehend that we are Muslims first, then whatever be? Look at ourselves, I, you, our families, look at ourselves in the mirror. Am I looking at a Muslim or am I looking at an imitator of the West? Do I look like a Muslim or I look like one of the British or the Americans? My clothing from this country, my shoes from Italy, my perfume from Paris, and I want Islamic spirituality to descend in my house. So, respected elders, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala, they understood sin as sin. When we understand sin to be sin, then we will progress. But when we do not understand sin to be sin, then we think we are doing something wonderful. Every person knows what is sin, how it develops in you, and how the lust and desire and satanic forces drive you towards the sin. He must arrest those things, apprehend those things, control himself. So the hijrah that we have to make is very simple. The hijrah from falsehood to truth. The hijrah from darkness to light. The hijrah from kufr to Islam. The hijrah from shirk to tawheed. The hijrah from innovation to sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hijrah from non-conformity to sharia. The hijrah from everything that is un-Islamic to Islamic. The hijrah from intermingling of sexes to separation and barza. The hijrah from disobedience to obedience to Allah. The hijrah from sin to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hijrah from all evil to good. The hijrah from bad personality to good personality. The hijrah from rotten personality, evil personality, plotting and conniving to simple shura and mashwara and khair. Remove all evil and move towards good. That is hijrah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and the study of these. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.